Welcome to Home Space and Reason, a podcast about creating a home that thrives.
Hi there, I'm Christina Browning, your host.
If you know your home could be so much more than it is, I discuss home functionality, aesthetics, and automation. I'm a realtor in Portland, Oregon, and a home functionality coach. I geek out on every subject imaginable regarding your home and yard, challenging you to think of your space differently to get the most out of every square foot, no matter if you reside in a 4,500 square foot home or 350. I pose questions for you to think through about your space and your reason. This podcast is all positive, offering you virtual fist bumps and celebrating every win. Remember, there's no such thing as perfect, but you can still aim for your best. Join me on social media by searching for the handle Space and Reason. In this episode, let's discuss home functionality and organization in spots that might not be top of mind. Also, if you have pets, stay tuned. I have a great organization idea for you. What's going on under your sink? Well, I'll tell you what's going on under my sink, not what I thought. That's what. When I started outlining this episode, what I envisioned was under my sink looked totally different when I marched my butt downstairs and opened the doors. Is this where your kitchen cleaning supplies live too? Give them a space that's all their own by adding a small curtain rod below the sink, hanging just a few inches from the top. Hang your cleaning supply bottles with the trigger over the rod, which opens up the bottom of the cabinet for other items. I have a pull-out drawer built into my island that houses two bins, one for trash and one for recycle. Don't be my mother and store your recycling on the counter until day's end, because then you have to look at it all day, every day. So lame. Tackling the area underneath the kitchen sink is a perfect example of I'ma do one thing at a time every day until my kitchen is overhauled. Because I love to use my episodes for personal inspiration, I went downstairs and opened the doors and looked under my sink. I know this area is not functioning as optimally as it could be. I have a box of garbage bags that will last me for at least a year. Thankfully, we don't have that much going into the landfill. However, that box is taking up a lot of space. Why isn't it sitting on its side? I ask myself. Because it takes up less space that way, so it's tall and skinny rather than wide and flat. The exercise of simply thinking critically about a space, even a tiny space like the area under your sink, is so helpful, even for those of us in the business. A shift in perspective can sometimes make a big difference. You can buy containers these days that are essentially drawers where you can sit things on top of them, and yet they may fit under pipes under your sink, so you're maximizing that vertical space still. Perhaps a steel pull-out drawer might be the answer for your particular space. It's an open rack that slides out, so you're not crawling on your knees to see what's under there. Revisiting ideas that you might have organized a couple years back can be helpful, because what if it's not functioning as you thought it might? When I work with a client on home functionality, I remind them that even when we are finished, we're not really finished, because things may not end up working as you envisioned them. Tweaking and improving is the name of the game. You had space set aside for composting and then decided you were tired of fruit flies for the summer and put off composting for just that season. You'll change how you function in a space, or you'll notice what is happening as a result of moving something, and so you can always tweak your space accordingly. I created a coffee bar for a client of mine recently. Their family consisted of three teens who, up until this point, did not eat oatmeal in the morning. It was in a box in the pantry. When we moved the oatmeal packets to the coffee bar and all they had to do was add the hot water, the placement of it right there where they were having tea and coffee anyway, spurred a change in their action. Out of sight, out of mind works in reverse too. If you want to remember to take your vitamins in the morning, for example, put them where you will see them so that you remember. Set them in the cupboard next to your whatever, coffee that you use every day. Put your Thanksgiving napkins in your roasting pan that you only use at Thanksgiving so that when you pull it out, just the things you use at Thanksgiving or want to remember to use, like grandma's apron, are all there for you to remember and easily use. No thinking necessary. Likewise, for the fall theme paper napkins you had left over from Thanksgiving this year, store them in the roasting pan so you'll remember them next year without having to think about it. The filing cabinet is sort of a thing of the past, kind of. In a time where many of us receive our bills digitally and keep our files on our laptops or desktops, I still come across a lot of filing cabinets when I'm doing my home functionality coaching sessions. There are two things I wanted to mention about this, because many homes still have physical items they need to store, and you may want to get rid of the old-fashioned larger metal filing cabinet to free up some much needed space. There are boxes now made beautifully with gorgeous colors that sit nicely on bookshelves that are actually filing boxes. There are filing cabinets now that come disguised as bedside tables or other lovely multifunctional pieces so that they don't look the part, but they still pull their weight. A couple things about filing cabinets. They can hold cards, like as keepsakes, and they can hold receipts that are still wanting to be scanned if you haven't converted to a digital method yet. Both of these items are things that I find laying around homes often because they don't seem to have a home. The other space that I want to invite you to consider is the inside of your coat closet door, or any door for that matter. I'm a fan of buying a hanging shoe holder, the kind with pockets, for the back of the door that's clear so you can see the contents, and it can hold all of the miscellaneous items that you don't have a home for. I used this concept for a client who had a lot of pet stuff for their dog laying around the house because it didn't have a home. Poop bags, leashes, treats, medicine, rain jackets and booties for them, the grooming brush, toys, and more. All of it now lives on the back of their hall closet door, so when they're getting ready to take the dog on a walk, it's all in one neat and tidy place. Alternately, you can house headlamps, gloves, hats, glow-in-the-dark bands for running or walking at dusk, sunscreen, hand warmers, ice scrapers for the windshield, charging cords, flashlights. The possibilities are endless. The entire thing could be just cords and charging plugs for all the things electronic. And now, questions to ask yourself about your home space and your reason. Grab a pen and a piece of paper. Question number one, when I think about the things sitting out that don't have a home so they continue to sit out, what are those items? Literally walk around and see what those items are. Could they live on the back of one of my doors? Question number two. Am I thinking of replacing an item anyway in my house that I could potentially replace with something that does double duty? A coffee table, for example, that has Sharpie all over it and one leg that's iffy from the kids being little, but now they're older and it's time to get a nice new one. It might become one with drawers as storage to hold the things that are normally sitting on top of it. Or maybe it holds the games you most often play and don't have a good home for. Maybe the top pops up and it becomes a desk as a second homework space. So the supporting items for homework that might always be sitting out can live in this new piece of furniture. Anytime you need to replace something in your home, ask yourself, is there a version of this that is multi-purpose that can solve more than one problem? Also, how could this thing we're considering buying, how could this grow with us? Will this work as the seasons of our lives change? Question number three, when is the last time I pulled everything out from under our sink and cleaned it and really assessed what is there and are we using it? No judgment here. I love parking questions like this here, even for myself. The last time I did this exercise, I had a piece of leftover linoleum from our home build that the builder had left under the stairs in a storage spot, and I was able to cut a piece to put under the sink to protect the cabinetry from all the stuff that ended up under there. Mostly cleaning chemicals for us. Do you have something spare you might be able to put down there under the sink to keep it easy to clean and protect the wood while you're at it? Since I was talking about things under the kitchen sink, I wanted to mention a company that we started getting trash bags from called Hold On. I'm not being paid for this, by the way. We genuinely use these bags and I wanted to share it with you. After all, I'd like to celebrate every little win, and this is one of those times, because 100 billion plastic bags are used and thrown away in America each year. Bags that pile up in the ground, in landfills, clog waterways, and entangle wildlife. The company was created because they wanted something better for our earth. They developed a plant-based, non-toxic bag that uses far less fossil fuels in production and are 100% compostable. They're made with a unique blend of renewables that break down cleanly and non-toxically in weeks, not centuries. Now, when I say they break down quickly, I'm not kidding. We even have to be careful not to put a lot of wet stuff in ours because we only fill one trash bag a week in our house. And if it sits with wet muck in it, it will literally already start to dissolve. The easy fix is to put wet things like coffee grounds or apple cores in whatever other trash is in there that can hold these things, like an empty chip bag, for example. The small shift in our habit feels like one big vote for the future of our planet. I'll put a link to them in the podcast notes. And yes, you can set this up on automation so your subscription comes automatically and it's one less thing you have to think about. If you know your space isn't working for you and you're listening to this podcast and are still feeling like your brain has stopped, if you're so very capable but can't seem to figure out the puzzle of why a certain space is not working for you, I understand. I have clients all the time that are high achievers, intelligent, wonderful humans, but still get stuck on why their home sucks in some way. It might just be one area. It might be more. I have a link in the podcast notes to schedule time with me. It can be in person or on FaceTime or Zoom if you don't live close. Sometimes 1 hour can make all the difference in getting some direction to start some forward momentum. I would love to hear all about your particular puzzle. If you happen to know someone in the market to buy or sell in the greater Metro Portland, Oregon area, kindly send them my way. The finest compliment I could receive is the confidence of your referral. When you wake up tomorrow morning, do something you love for the first bit, even if it's only a couple of minutes, something you do only for yourself. Relish in today. We never know what tomorrow brings. I appreciate you choosing to spend your valuable time listening to this podcast. I take great pride in writing and producing this, and I genuinely hope that you're enjoying it and finding value in it. If you are, I invite you to subscribe to Little Bits of Home Functionality, my weekly newsletter that is intentionally short. Enjoy small bits of this same kind of content in video form each week. Sign up with the link in the podcast notes. Thanks for joining me today, friend. I'll meet you back here next time.